Hey everyone, this is Chickenator 3. Today I'll be interviewing Forshard, who won Wiltshire Season 143. It was a very competitive season, lots of good players, and this guy came out on top. So today we're going to get to know more about him, learn about his HD history, ask him some questions about how exactly he won that season, and talk about what's in store for the next season, Wilt 144, in the month of April. So for starters, what's your name and how did you get into HD?
My name's Rob. I go by Forshard. I got into HD. It's honestly not unlike most stories. It was from the MSN gaming zone. Like, I saw one of those links and I clicked it, and it was like a really fun game. It's very addicting. I played Age of Empires. It was super fun. So this was like probably 20 years ago, honestly. It was like when the game first started. I remember at the time, like, you had to heal your mercenaries, right? Yeah. Like, when you took damage, you had to, like, pay to heal your mercenaries.
What a business model!
Yeah, well, like, take gold, not, like, real money. But,
okay,
like...
I was gonna say, like, this guy's crazy.
No,
I almost
yeah.
paid to play at one point.
Yeah, that I don't remember for some reason. I must have stopped by then. You also got experience by like winning defenses, but you're like mercenaries would lose HP when you were attacked, and so you'd have to like log on constantly to try to heal them, but they'd run out of gold. It wasn't really a good model, but it was fun though. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so like, people complain about the game every now and then for like, you know, various reasons, but I'm so happy we have this iteration of HD over what you described. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. Where are you from?
I'm from New York. I live in Syracuse.
Me too.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, central New York. Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm about 2 hours away from you. I'm in Westchester.
Okay. Yeah. That's not far.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. We should meet up sometime. Maybe you can teach me how to play HD.
We'll see, bro. I won one season. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. Fair. If you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living and what do you do for fun?
Good question. I'm actually back in school full time. I am trying to get a computer science degree at the moment. And right now I'm really deciding if I want to get into software engineering or data analytics. I'm leaning towards data analytics, but it just kind of depends on what I find to be more fun and just what I like more.
I see.
Yeah. And then part-time I work, I have like an account payables job at a company that delivers mail. So it's not awesome. The post. It's not the USPS though. Yeah. They actually just like go to the post office, pick up the mail, and deliver it to another post office. Just post office to post office mail delivery, and I pay their bills. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Awesome. It's an honest.
I don't know
really
anything.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good part-time gig, and I can play HD there. So.
Hey.
That's actually kind of why I started playing again, was because I had a lot of free time.
Gotcha. I don't know anything about computer science or that type of stuff, but I think you've analyzed HD pretty well. So
thank you.
You have something going for you. So what does Forshard mean? Like, what's the origin of the name Forshard?
It's a good question. It's not really a name I generally use in online games anymore, at least. It was kind of like a little joke between me and one of my friends. He just like, we were playing Counter-Strike one day and he just like, change his name to Tushard. I just like really randomly, and I thought it was the funniest thing ever at the time, and so then I just changed my name to Forshard because it's just also funny at the time. I don't know, I was like 15 years old or something, so yeah. And then I must have made an HD account with it, and when I came back to play, I was just trying to find what account I had, and like plugged in some emails, and this one popped up. That's what I'm using.
Yeah,
now I'm Forshard.
Yeah, I mean, I also gave myself my name when I was in high school, and I hope, like, HD doesn't become a really, well, maybe, no, okay, I hope it does become a very high-profile game.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, I don't want to be, like, an esports dude, and then some kid on the street is like, oh, look, it's Chicken Eater 3! Like, I don't know about that. But I think there are worse names. Yeah, I hope this game gets really, really big. Do you play any other games? I think you mentioned Counter-Strike, right? Does anything else kind of suit your preference?
Yeah, I mean, I played Counter-Strike for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Recently, I've been playing Valorant since it came out.
Gotcha, gotcha.
That's been super fun. Since I went back to school, they have like an esports team, which is pretty sick. Yeah, wish I had that. They had that when I was like that age. I still
Yeah.
get to play though. So I play Valorant for their esports team. It's really fun.
It's awesome.
And yeah, I play a bunch of other games too. I mean, like I really love strategy games. I play a lot of board games. I play. I'm really into a lot of like the card, like the deck building roguelike games, like Slay the Spire, Wild Frost, a
Yeah.
lot of those type of like strategy games. I just really enjoy.
That's awesome. Yeah, I learned so much about you in the last 5 minutes. You were just like the guy beating my ass all month last month, and now like you're a person. I'm like, well, you're a person. That's
I'm
so
real.
cool.
Yeah, I'm not a multi Beck. I'm real. I'm just a
And
person.
not Beck. You're not
And I'm
Beck.
not Beck also. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, it'll be cool if you were Beck, but you're a person. Okay, so now we know Forshard, the person, at least a little bit more about him. We have Shiny here as well, and he's the owner of HD. Do you have anything that you'd like to say to Forshard, maybe in the context of winning Wilt 143?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I was, Phil like won last season. It's two in a row, actually. He won two in a row, didn't you, before this one? And he's kind of on that trajectory to be the winningest player of all time, and he's one of my best friends in the game, and so I've been rooting for him. But this season, I'm gonna cover your face when I say this, Phil, but I was rooting for you hard, Forchard. We're in the same alliance, so we were, chatting and everything all day. And so, from the new creator, congratulations. And it was a super exciting season to see somebody new at the top, even though, Phil, I love you, but I'm happy Forchard won.
Yeah, I'm happy for just HD in general. I
Yeah,
think it's
me
a,
too.
and no matter who wins, it's a good game. Yeah,
Thank
it's
you.
awesome.
And I felt that like love, and I felt you rooting for me the entire season, like through our Discord. It really came through, so
That's awesome.
yeah.
Yeah. So, who are, I would like, I ask everyone this, especially if they're an older player, who are your influences and how did you learn how to play this game?
That's a good question. I was thinking about this a little bit. I wasn't, even when I was really active, I wasn't like super, I didn't talk to a whole lot of people, I guess. Like I would be in an alliance and like maybe like chat in the boards a little bit, but like never on the like never in like the town hall or anything like that. But there was one player that I do remember connecting with and like talking over MSN, and I think we even played like Age of Empires for a little bit. It was Me Owns Y'all.
Oh, Jim the
Jim.
Greek.
Yeah, Jim. I think he was
Yeah,
from
Jim.
Greece, if I
Yep.
remember correctly.
Yeah.
And yeah, we connected. I remember him. He would like teach me some things, and I wouldn't say I remember exactly what he taught me, but I'm sure it was a lot of like what I'm doing now. So, yeah, he was a really cool guy. I don't know,
Awesome.
like we lost, obviously we just like lost contact at some point, but
Yeah, I think, yeah, we also lost contacts. But yeah, the game might change, here and there a little bit, but the fundamentals stay pretty consistent. Like the type of decision making, you make is pretty normal. Really random question. Do you remember your very first alliance?
I don't remember my first alliance, but I will say this is that in the other day I like found one of my other accounts. It wasn't like too old, and I showed this to like everyone in Knights of the Round, but I actually was in Knights of the Round like back in 2012, believe it or not.
Oh, it's destiny then.
But yeah, that's what exactly
Yeah.
what I said. I was like, it is destiny. It was meant to be. I don't know. It just happened. I had like a scroll from, I think his name was Oliver, and I had like, and I actually do remember this. I like accidentally quit the alliance, like total accident. Just hit the quit button, and then I was, I messaged him like, oh dude, I messed up. Can you like invite me back? He's like, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad. Like, if you already hit the AB, in fact, it makes it better because people don't have the target to hit anymore because you're not in the alliance.
Ooh,
So
interesting. Oh,
maybe it's
maybe it's a
better.
trap.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you just quit your alliance as soon as you finish your attacks in your AB or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But at least you're not the guy in my team who misclicked and attacked someone he didn't intend to attack.
Ooh. that's rough.
Yeah. Shout outs to Eric. I don't know if you're watching this, but yeah, our condolences.
I'll clip it for him.
So, huh?
I'll clip it for
clip
him.
Clip it for him? Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Awesome. So, Wilt 143. I can't believe we did 143 seasons of this game in this server. If you remember, what were your expectations when you first started the season? Did you have any specific goals, or did you just want to play?
This season specifically, that my goal was to win, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's I did awesome. Want to win. I was gonna. I mean, it's. I know that's like easy to say, I guess, but I had watched. I mean, I had watched you win two seasons in a row doing like the, what do you call it, like the HD triangle?
Yeah, the lean triangle.
The triangle, yes, and I was like, I'm just gonna do that. I haven't done it for I didn't do it the last two seasons, and I'm just gonna try it, see what happens, and I think I can do it. And I thought at the very least I could at least, you know, get a top 10 placing. But I was, obviously I was trying to win, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I know, like, when I talk to some people, they don't actually have an expectation to win. They're like, yeah, I'll be top 5 or something. And it's really good to know you wanted to go for it, you know, on day one.
Yeah.
That's solid. And did you have to face any early challenges? Like, was there anything kind of in the first week or so that really made you doubt?
Yeah, I lost my first attack.
Oh, okay.
I lost my very first attack. I was like, oh my god, what am I doing? I like just joined this like really prominent alliance. I really wanted to set a good example and like at least like, you know, be good. I didn't want them to kick me. But I just went out. Well, I know everyone is so nice. But I lost my first attack and I was like, you idiot. How?
Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, I do. It was Phenomenon.
Oh no, that guy.
Yeah,
like I don't remember what he had. It was probably a little weak.
Yeah, it was. Sure was. Yeah.
Oh no. Maybe this is like part of the reverse engineering process. But what was your path from by level 0 to 20, if you remember? And if you can remember, would you do it again or? Would you maybe choose another way to get there?
I mean, I would, I think, and I think I would do it a little bit differently. The thing is like losing that first attack kind of messed it up a little bit for me.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't like, and I didn't really realize it until actually, I think it was yesterday. Let me start over. I'll kind of go over like what I did to kind of get to my level 20. I went to 9 attacks, and then I started bi-level rushing. But the thing is because I lost that attack, I didn't get the triple rank up that we, you know, all got yesterday. I kind of missed out on that. I did put a point into salary early on, right around bi-level 5. And then I actually bought 2 bi-level 5 mercs. I got a Trog and a Squire, I believe it is.
Yeah, Squire. I bought one today, that's all I know. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was an attacking Squire, defensive Trog, and then I think it was like 2 days later, I went by level 9, and then I just sold both my mercs again, and I got the same thing, just like the by level 9 version, Amazon and Cavalier. So I did that, and then I think I did the double alliance battle strategy, which was really huge from that is something I learned from Knights of the Round. I didn't really know about that from the alliance I was in beforehand, and that really allowed me to level up my mercs really quick. And then I think with my next allocation point I went 4 mercs, so I was by level 9 with 4 mercenaries. I added an arbalist right away, so I had an attacking cavalier, attacking arbalist, and a defensive Amazon. And then once I hit by level 14, I added I added the archer there, the woodsman, right? And then so I had 2 archers. I just had a lot of attacking mounts, 2 archers, a cav, and a front wall Amazon, and then straight to by level 20. And then as soon as I hit that, I had clean transition, got the setup that I ended up using to finish the season with. So.
That's awesome. Cool, cool, cool. And yeah. You mentioned that you might mix it up a little bit. What would you like to change about that, if you can still control those parts?
Yeah, I think I would. I mean, as long as I hit them properly, I think I would skip by level 5 completely. Just go to by level 9. I don't think by level 5 really helped me at all. I just I spent like a day or two leveling up those mercs and just immediately sold them, and got my by level 9 mercs.
Gotcha.
And then I mean, it's hard to say. It's like, looking back, I feel like the setup I had at by level 9 was a bit weird. But it's hard to say that it was a mistake, because I was farming the top 10 all the way up to by level 20. And I think what kept me, I mean, that's what kept me relevant. I mean, as soon as I hit by level 20, I was in a really good position. So,
yeah, makes sense. I mean, these mercs aren't permanent anyway. So as long as you're doing what you got to do, then it's working good. Yeah, that's awesome. So we exchanged some messages before this interview, and you described the last season as wild.
Yeah.
So yeah. Tell me a wild story. Besides the attack thing in the beginning.
I mean, yeah. I mean, sure, losing the first attack, but really, it was just, even though I wanted to win, I just, like, and I set out to win, I have never finished that high before. So even just kind of I've never been in first. Like, not even just for a little bit, like, not for, like, any part of any season, you know what I mean? So, just kind of, like, just, like, having that climb and, like, realizing that I can get there, like, I'm gonna make it. Like, I just knew I was gonna be in first eventually. Like, the way that, like, the game was shifting as soon as we hit by level 20, and I felt like I was in the best position out of everybody that hit by level 20. At that time, like, maybe if I look back at it, maybe it was like Achilles was like a little ahead of me, but then he lost to me. He attacked me.
Yeah,
and then I
he ran a risky setup.
Yeah. And as soon as that happened, it was me, and you were right behind me, and I know that you're like the best player in the game, and I was like, well, shit, I can win this, like, for real. Like, if I'm ahead of him, like, all I have to do is like keep my lead. And
yeah. It was kept.
It was, and it was wild. And it was just like every day, I mean, was stressful, dude. Every day was stressful, and just like doing my attacks. And, you know, I always thought I would lose one. I did eventually, but I had a really long streak without losing. And I mean, it was just wild in that sense where I just, even though I'm not a new player, and I know you guys said this on the last podcast, but it just, I'm not like a known player, and just kind of like coming in and just, I don't know, just having the lead and having the entire alliance behind me, it just felt really good. It was really fun. It was the most fun. I mean, the most fun season I've ever had. And of course, you know, capped it off by winning, but if I didn't, regardless, it would have been the most fun. Just like having, those battles and like the friendships, the rivalries. It was just a great season, honestly.
Yeah, same for me. I didn't win, but I felt like our alliance, every season we play together with like roughly the same people, it starts to feel more and more like family, even though I don't know too many of these people like that personally. It just seems like we go through this process of trying our best and then stressing out about HD every day. It just comes like the game just plays you every day with your emotions. Yeah.
I think our alliance found like 50 different anxiety gifts that we just shared every day about him going through his attacks. So he had one with the guy sweating all over, and then one with the guy, like every day it was a new one. Like, boom, we made it through the day.
It was.
And then this guy in the corner is like, I own this thing that's like torturing you every day. That's funny. So would you say that when you hit that first position at by level 20, was that like the moment you realized that victory was definitely doable? Or was there a moment or a key decision before that that felt like that was a turning point?
I think it was a little bit before I really started to believe, while I was going through by level 9, probably right when I passed by level 14, and I was like really, like I said, I was just like farming the top 10. I was just like getting, I was just maxing out my points, and I was just like, this is crazy. Like, I just kept like climbing up, and I'm bi-level rushing, and I was like, I can do this as long as I don't make a huge mistake. And I just, that's when it was. And then, but you know, to your point, like when I did get into first, like, I mean, that was when I was like very confident that like, I knew that it was mine to lose actually at that point, you know, it was mine to lose. So.
Cool. Yeah. You mentioned your alliance gave you a lot of support. Can you maybe tell me like, you know, who are the more active members of the alliance that really interacted with you during your climb, and you know, maybe what some of the people, maybe they did different things, what some of the people did?
Yeah, honestly, Charity, Charna, I talk to them every day. They gave me so much advice. No, I'm just kidding. no, honestly, I would say Azrael, huge shout out. Yeah. I love you, dude. I mean, he was like probably everybody was my cheerleader, but Azrael, like, I felt like was like my coach, like my mentor. Like, he really believed in me. Probably right around when I thought I could start winning, he's like, dude, this game's yours, dude. Like, it's yours to lose. And I was like, yeah, man, I think you're right. And he really helped me out with anytime I had any questions. You know, he was always there to answer. Everyone was. I mean, it's like, I'd say the most active people in Discord, you know, Azrael, Shiny, Lancelot, and then like, and Gibby kind of pipes in here or there. I think you probably find that to be accurate, Shiny.
Yep, absolutely. Azrael was every day was like checking up on you, doing all, like he was definitely all for this.
Oh yeah, I'd wake up in the morning, and there'd be a message from Azrael, and he'd be like, "Don't you dare lose! Don't you dare lose today!" I'm like, "Oh my god, I can't lose! I can't disappoint him."
That's so funny.
I mean, everybody helped though. Like, I remember there was one day I was really stressing out about my attacks, trying to decide who to hit. I only had only like a couple left, and like Lancelot was like, "Hey man, do you want to like hop in a voice chat and talk about it?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." So, you know, we hopped in and we kind of like went over who the options were, etc. And you know, he helped me make a couple good decisions that day. You know, there were other times I would just like in the Discord to be like, "I'm not sure. I think I'm gonna attack these guys. Like, what do you guys think?" Usually they tell me to play safe. I almost never listened, to be honest, when they told me to play safe. I usually kind of went for the big targets. I was actually looking back at some of the discussions we had. I'd be like, I think I can beat like Chicken Eater this like today. I think I can. I'm like looking at it, and I'm pretty sure I can win. And they're like, "Oh, I don't know. You shouldn't do that." And I was like, I did it. I won, I just did it.
I think people are just scared of like telling people to do something and then for it to disappoint them. Like,
sure, absolutely, I get that.
I've seen it happen to Lancelot on a video call where like people are just telling him to do a thing and then he's like, "Okay, I'll do it," and then it ends up kind of sucking for him. So I can understand why people are encouraging you to play safe.
Absolutely, yeah, no, yeah. I get it. Yeah, no, and I appreciate it, the help and stuff. I was just kind of a joke, I guess, you know. But I mean, everyone really helped me out.
That's awesome.
It was just a, you know, collaborative, you know, the big family, big support. So
cool. Yeah, I was looking through my old scrolls and I found a scroll from Azrael. We were chatting on scroll before we had Discord. This was years and years ago. I think I was like under the weather or something, and he sent me this thing that's like, "Hey, feel better." It was really encouraging. And then, like, that's just before returning to HD and talking to him now, that was my most recent memory of him. He just cares about people, which is really, really cool. Yeah. And maybe I need to hire a coach to, like, keep my head in check for HD.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, the last 2 weeks of the season, a lot of people started losing kind of randomly. I know, like, one of the days, you attacked the Marduk and you were like, "I'm going to just destroy this kid." And then something happened. It happened to me as well. So how do you navigate the uncertainty that can happen in the late game?
It's a good question. This was kind of like what I was the most worried about, like heading into the final like 2 weeks of the season. I didn't have the experience, like the late game type experience, especially like playing from the top, you know. Most of my seasons were like I would just join a week late and, you know, buy things from the merchant, attack way higher than my nobility rank, and think, oh man, I'm so good. You know what I mean? Like, I'm an NR2, like killing an NR8, you know, like, but it was different. The season was different, and I was a bit nervous. The thing is I didn't lose. Well, it's a good question because I Marduk actually I lost it. That was the last day of the season when I lost to Marduk, and I actually had a plan for that. But before that, it was like 6 days left, and I
It was
lost to
Cheech, right?
Cheech.
Yeah, it was
Yeah,
Cheech.
it was Cheech, and that rattled me, honestly.
That was so random. I lost a Lancelot.
Yeah, it was
Like,
random. Like I it really rattled me because I thought, oh, my setup sucks. What happened? I was like, I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I was like, oh, well, I don't have enough agility in my executioner. I like looked back at his what he had, and I was like, oh, he has two archers that have like pretty good accuracy, and they like covered me by like 30 or 40. And he did. I mean, he won by critting me twice. And I thought, and so that just kind of like shook my confidence, honestly. And I just kind of, you know, and that was a really brutal day because that was like right. I mean. It was like right before we all hit the level 35 arrows. Like everybody was going to get them the next day, but I was actually going to get them that day if I beat Cheech, and then nobody could attack me the day after, right? And so, you know, if I power spike at 35, no one's going to dare attack me. Or maybe they don't look, they don't see my archer's 35. They try to hit me because they think they also spiked, and they lose, right? I was like, you know, that's kind of what I was hoping for that day. And so, like, that was my plan the whole day. And I hadn't lost a single, like, since the first day, I hadn't lost a single attack. I was feeling really good. But yeah, shook my confidence. But I like finished it out. It was like one of my last attacks of the day. And then the next day was just a new day. That's kind of how I treated it. I was a little bit more like trepidatious, like going through my attack list, and I was a little more concerned about, you know, more about losing attack. But that next day, I just had another strong day. It was just another clean day, strong day, and that like boosted me right back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, those like Archer has like 165 accuracy and it just kills you. And then now like every Archer with 165 accuracy, you think it's just gonna snipe you?
Yes.
It's
Yes,
just so
100%.
scary.
I didn't attack Cheech the next day because I was like, no, he's just stronger than me. And also, and it what's kind of a little like I don't know if frustrating is the right word, but like Azreal warned me about attacking Cheech that day. He was like, oh, he's like, yeah, and he was like, Cheech has been farming me, and I was like, well, I've been farming Cheech. Like I had been attacking and beating him,
Yeah, me
so
too.
yeah. So I was like, oh, well, I was like, that's I mean, like, okay, he's farming you, but I'm like. You know, my setup's better. It's just higher level or whatever. We were running
Yeah,
the
you're
same
stronger.
setup. I was just stronger. So I thought, and then I was like, ah, shit, he was right. I shouldn't have done it. So I didn't attack him the next day. but and then I really like then it like clicked. The day after I did attack him, and I was like, yeah, it was just a fluke. I attacked him every day after
Was a
that,
fluke.
destroyed him. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes
So,
sense. Yeah, like you have a bigger front line
yeah.
and a higher level. So I think, yeah, logically, your setup would be a lot more consistent.
And that was like, yeah, that was the first time I noticed that, like, well, yeah, that was the first time I had a random fluke or a random loss, but I know that a lot of people had one the weekend before that. A lot, like, yeah,
It
because
happens
I,
a lot.
yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of getting nervous attacking people, how did you deal with all the knight guys? Like, there were a few players with just tons of mounts. What was your kind of thought process with those?
This is a great question too, because I actually think I approached this much differently than everybody else that was running
Yes, exactly.
my setup and that was, you know, had the defensive mount and all that kind of stuff. My plan basically, I was doing the same thing as you guys at first. I was pitting my knight I was stacking agility, stacking defense. Actually went a little too high on defense for a little bit and had like a couple close calls, like when we were still like kind of like baby level 20s.
Yeah, I saw the Achilles one where he backdoored you, but then you just killed him afterwards.
Yes, I did that twice to him. The second time was really brutal. I think my last mercenary had 4 HP. Really brutal for him. I felt bad about that one. Yeah, well, that's the way it happens. So I handled it much differently than everyone else. Once I think everyone started getting the level 23 sword, I found it very difficult to keep up. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to like keep attacking them. Once I was like, it was like one night getting the level 23 sword, and I was like, what happens when they all get it? So right then I pivoted. I totally pivoted, and I started pitting my executioner every day. Mm-hmm. That was also something that like Azrael and I talked about too. So again, shout out to him. And I started doing that, and then I also started. I kind of basically like stopped attacking them, except. I don't know. I really changed it every day. I spied them every day, and I was like, maybe I can beat them because they're their weakest right before the next sword. That's when they're the weakest.
Yes.
And so the level, like when I was gaining that, like stacking that armor, I would attack them like 2 or 3 days before they got the sword, get those points, and then once they hit that the sword, I was like, nah, I'm out, and I wouldn't attack them for a day or two.
Yeah.
But also to make sure that because I stopped pitting my knight to make sure that I had, that I was able to kill them when I could, I swapped my armor. I would take all the armor off my berserker, who was the same level as my knight, and just throw it on. Throw it on my knight. And just like, I would just swap armor depending on my targets, because I quickly realized that I basically had two types of battles. I was either fighting a front door battle or I was fighting a back door battle. And I didn't need armor on both. So I like totally stopped enhancing one set of armor. I just bought like the basic armor for my knight. And then anytime I fought anyone with a mounted setup, I put on the armor. Anytime I fought somebody with the front door setup, which is what I was building for and which was most of my targets, I swapped it back over to my berserker.
Awesome.
For my executioner, it really depended. Depended on who I like, which armor fit. So depending on the level, I just put the best armor on my knight when I did my mounted attacks. So,
cool.
Yeah.
So a lot of people ran berserkers. That was like a thing ever since berserkers were kind of changed to be different from an executioner. How did it feel to have a berserker? Would you do it again, or would you get multiple executioners? Because that's what Donut was talking about the other day. He's like, believes that the executioner is just categorically better.
Yeah, I don't, that's a really great question, and I don't like really know the answer. How it felt playing, the berserker did feel weak in comparison to the executioner. But that being said, my berserker was also 3 or 4 levels lower.
Yeah, you're hitting the executioner. Yeah.
So there's that. And I also don't really know. I didn't really take the time to go through like line by line to see how many misses that my berserker was generating with his high agility, you know, because the reason I got the berserker, and the reason I'm sure you did as well, was to have two different kinds of a wall. Like, you know, you can't just build one archer to destroy like both walls. Like one of them's gonna have high defense, one's gonna have high agility, then you're gonna have to have both the damage and accuracy to beat them. That was like the plan. I don't think it worked out quite that way though, because it did really feel like, I mean, so many of the archers I was attacking had like 130 140 accuracy, and my berserker had plus 200, and like 216 230, something like that, and it was just like dying constantly. Like it just was dying constantly, and it still had pretty good armor, not as good as the executioner, but still had pretty good armor. So I don't know, I think the berserker might be a little weak in that regard, or maybe it's just like agility is weak against archers. I don't know what the answer is or what it
is. I don't either. All I know is berserkers are pretty good against fighting knights, so in case you get unlucky, he can still fight knights.
Yes, and, for sure.
It's an interesting work. Yeah, if we're not pitting the Berserkers, it's kind of hard to assess how effective it is compared to an Executioner.
Yep.
But this is actually the first season of the new iteration of HD where you can get two mercs for one allocation. So basically, we played a brand new game, because my feeling was before that, there was only one way to play the game. Like, you just buy your Executioner, buy one Archer, and then buy one Knight, and just you're just binge-chilling through the entire season. But, like, now there's a lot of more room for creativity. And, the more mercs creates more complications with weird crits sometimes, and gives you more room to express what you think the best build is. And so I think if we played the season many, many times over, and we see a lot of people have Berserkers, and we ask them about their experiences, we might learn a thing or two about Berserkers. But this is the first time we're doing it. So I think I had a similar experience. You just randomly die. Like, he'd be the first to die.
Every time.
In every fight. And then if my Executioner somehow died and my Berserker was alive still, I'd be like, okay, I'm doomed. I'm just going to assume he's going to die soon.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was, it's wild. But yeah, it emotionally, it feels good to have two different types of walls. And you feel like you're completing your defense, which is makes you feel safe.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now we're about 4 days into Wild 144. Do you have any predictions or any expectations? Like, what do you think is going to happen here?
Predictions? I think... I think Frost is going to finally pull one out this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Frost. You've been helping me a lot. We've been chatting on Discord, and watch a lot of your videos, dude. So I think he's gonna pull it out. It looks like he's got a strong start so far. And yeah, obviously he's a great player. He knows what he's doing. But also I think Azrael is gonna be right up there, for sure. He's doing his 11 attacks again. He swears by it, and I believe him. I believe it can work. I just trust that he knows what he's talking about, and he can figure it out and be able to navigate it to a win. I know that you probably don't believe that.
Not really.
Yeah.
not really. But it doesn't really matter what I believe. Azrael has a crown. Sometimes he has two crowns if you look in the right parts of HD.
Yeah.
So he's obviously has enough authority and know how to do what he's doing, and he's doing it.
Obviously you're gonna be up there, and I'm really hoping, I also said this earlier when the season started, like, I really want to get either Shiny or Lance their crown, I think it's about time. So
yes,
I'd love to see that for them.
Yeah, Shiny was winning.
Well, I'm a champion of early and mid game. It's that late game that kills me every season.
Yeah, the late game. All you need to do is just buy at most one Knight.
No more.
Man, you're fine. Yeah, that's funny. Kind of like, we need to figure out how to make those more viable without breaking the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of changing the game does change every now and then as the dev team adjusts it. What is your thought process for understanding new changes? Like, how do you read a thing and be like, okay, this is going to affect how I'm going to play the game? Like, how do you view that?
From my experience with past games and
when
changes are made, generally things are overtuned when they're first introduced.
Games,
Yeah. So I really lean more. I really lean into that. When I read the changes, I think it was for the February season, which was the first one I played from day one on a long time. I read about the salary change and about the knights and the swords. So I got salary. I went knights. Didn't work. Yeah. Salary, salary was good. I'm a salary enjoyer, so I stick by that. but the Knights were trash, and I found that out real quick when I played in February. I didn't go as many as everyone else did last season, but mine were already dying, and I was like, why would I get more? That they're just going to die. More will die, and it's cost more money.
That's so funny. I think salary is great. Like, it used to be kind of useless.
Sure.
And kind of an afterthought, but now, you know, I don't know if you've ever like managed people and give them a raise before, but like sometimes you do it and then you're like, yeah, it'll take effect like next pay period, you know, and then, this one just boom gives you the raise right immediately. Yeah,
it's
just get gold. You like give yourself the raise. It's pretty amazing. It's very impactful, and I think all the gold that you accumulate over a 30-day season, that's a lot of gold. You know, that's worth stats and that's worth experience when you fight, you know.
I really do think that is what helped propel me through by level 9. That salary point, I felt like, I don't know how many other people had it, but it honestly didn't feel like it. And if they did, they weren't enhancing their armor and weapons like I was. I was dumping it, and then I would just sell the armor. I didn't care. I was like, I didn't hoard it. I wasn't like, oh, I'll save this for my next mercenary. Nah, I sold it for more gold to put in my next. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just like, you know, I felt every time I spied someone, I just looked, I was like, oh, my numbers are bigger than their numbers. So I'm going to attack them. It just seemed to work out that way.
Awesome. Sensible. Yeah. So now you're the defending champion on this server. Do you feel any pressure to win again? I know. If you've won already, you kind of want to win again, right? Like, is there any special pressure, or are you just chilling?
I do at least want to prove that it wasn't a total fluke. I would love to win again, and I am trying to win. I did lose an attack today, though, very embarrassing, to a multi. So really feel bad about that. Totally my fault, but I don't know. We'll see. I would love to win again. I am trying. I don't want to like finish like 30 again where I have it in the past. You know, I feel like I've figured a lot of things out. And I feel like I just want to be like a force in the game. Honestly, I want to be like competitive, and I want, I enjoyed that more than anything else this season. I know didn't talk a lot like over Discord or whatever.
Yeah, we were on different teams. Yeah.
Different teams, man, but like I felt like it was like a real rivalry for like a good while there until, you know, I pulled away for a bit. But I really used like every day I would use the points that you gained as a benchmark, and I would make sure I hit that. You know, I was like doing the math. I took it very seriously, honestly. Like I really like put a lot of time and effort into the season. I would like look at your points, divide them by whatever attacks we had. I'm like, okay, he got 180, you know, whatever, or like, you know, he got like 100 points per win this time. I'm gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'll make sure I get that. So that was fun. It was fun for me, especially knowing that you're like a really good player, and I was like trying to keep up with you. And that like made it like just that competitive aspect for me like really, really sealed the deal for me as far as like playing this game more in the future, like more than it ever has in the past. Where usually I would just like, I would just play for a couple seasons, usually come in late, and then maybe like forget or something like that. Like in February, like I didn't play the last day of the season because I was like, I was like, yeah, I know, right? And I just kind of was like, I just kept like losing attacks, and I was like ranked 30 or 35, 40 or something like that. And I just like, it just wasn't going well. I went by level 27. And I didn't play the last day of the season. And I was like, I don't know if I'll play another one. Wasn't sure, but I did. It was great.
I'm glad you did. You showed me something.
Oh, yeah.
And just coming from me, like, you know, I've seen a few seasons of HD, and I watch your points go up. I watch your mercenaries develop. I have a very good memory of like how they're growing and what you're doing. I don't think it was a fluke. Like what you were doing was very deliberate and had a lot of thought behind it. And so I think that's the definition of not fluke.
Sure.
So
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely, definitely not a fluke.
Yeah.
And if you play enough HD, you're going to kill it. Like even if it's this season or next, like, you're always going to have a chance to win. And yeah, because you have all the fundamentals and the really complex cost benefit analysis that HD players do on the regular. That yeah, Frost acts actually really clear when he's like talking in his videos.
Yeah, it's wow, like, it's great. Yeah.
He's very, very logical.
Yeah,
and yeah. Yeah, we need more of those videos.
I agree. So, I love them. Yeah.
So this is kind of like a outside of the box question. If you had one wish, what would you like to see in HD that doesn't exist already? Like, if you could just make it magically appear.
Ooh, I would love to see. I've been thinking about this a lot last season. I would love to see different knights or different mounted. Right. We have like what? We have like 8 melee. Types, and they all rock, paper, scissors, they all counter each other. Give us I don't know, like, I don't have answers or whatever. Give us different kind of mounted, so you can have your defensive mounted that you get, you can have your offensive mounted that are just specialized in offense, specialized in defense, etc. You can even do that with archers, right? You can have like a crossbowman or something that like does more damage to like armor. I mean, you know, like just has like more, just the way their stats are built, like they're just better, you know, they're better to take out executioners, and you have ones that are like better at taking out you know, agility targets, that kind of thing. I think that would be really cool, and they can have their own like rock, paper, scissor thing, something like that.
Oh, rock, paper, scissors inside of rock, paper, scissors.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We just need more tic-tac-toe.
Yes.
So, yeah, as a game designer, one of my like core philosophies is to effectuate the most impactful change using the least resource expenditure. And so one way to express that could be, oh, if you just equip arrows to a knight, it'll do something different. Like, it'll have a different attack order or a different pattern or something. Yeah, so I think as a design team, we should figure out ways to use existing resources to make the game feel different in a fun way. Sure. And yeah, I think having different knights and different archers will change fundamentally how people view the game, but it'll be really fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, really, really fun. And I would like for sure play that.
Oh, yeah.
Even if I lose horrendously, I will, like, 100% play that. All right, so back to winning at HD. If you could give one piece of advice to players that want to contest for the top spot, what would you say? And to pair with that question, what do you think the difference is between a player that just, you know, hits the top 10 and just sits there versus one that's consistently on the top? Like, what do you think makes that gap?
I guess just from my experience last season, it's really, I mean, it's attack selection, you know, and you gotta spy everybody every time. And you gotta take your time and you gotta look at it and you're like, how is this battle gonna go? Like, how am I gonna win this? What is my win condition? You know, and you have to understand, and Frost and I were talking about this earlier too. You have to understand like what you are building your setup to beat, you know, like I knew I was building my setup to beat you, honestly. You, Frost, awesome. Crush the Demons, Too Dark.
Yeah.
I knew I was building to beat them. And I attacked them every day. I mean, I stopped attacking you and Frost towards the end because you were a bit scary and I had a huge lead. I don't want to lose, but before that, you know, but before that, I mean, like, I think that was it. I really spent a lot of time like spying people every day and like making sure that I would win the battle before I clicked attack. I used my registry, but I actually like came up with my own little Excel sheet. And I would use that, plug in my targets, make sure like see how many points I'd get that day, based off the list that I chose. And then I would spy everyone. And I would make changes. I'd make changes. I really only started doing that the last week of the season, because I had such a big lead and I was like almost impossible to, you know, I was kind of losing it towards the end.
Frost kept praying for one more day.
I know, you know, but honestly, if there was one more day, I probably would have played a little differently. So.
Yeah, I understand that. It makes sense. Yeah, I think he's just joking around.
Yeah,
he had his fair share of rough endings.
and just to like, and you gotta like try to pivot when you can, when you notice things are changing. You got to, you know, the game is just like, it's like a living, breathing thing, right? Like every day people are leveling up their mercenaries. Sometimes they're buying things from the merchant, and they're allocating they're allocating differently. And you just got to check, like, what do they do? Are they getting more HP? Are they trying to get accuracy? You know, like, what are they trying to do? How can you counter that? And like, how can you build your setup to beat it?
I like to think of HD as an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Like, things are changing and people are eating other people, and you just have to figure out what you want to be so you can eat the maximum amount of people.
Yeah.
Or it points. Like, you just have to be at the top of the food chain. And, you know, if there are four guys running knights and, like, 16 guys running triangles, then, you know, pivoting one direction is definitely more logical than, just doing the same thing over and over again. So this has been really fun. Like, this is the first long conversation I've had with you. And it's been really amazing. Do you have any questions for myself or Shiny? Like, we've been asking all the questions. Is there anything you're curious about?
And it's like, as I'm just getting, I just feel like I'm getting comfortable talking, you know, we're going to end this. I was pretty nervous before, but
Do I
have any questions for you? I mean,
it's okay if you don't.
I didn't really, I guess I just didn't think about it ahead of time. I wish I did.
It's all good.
Yeah. I guess my question would be, I don't have a question. I do want to plug something. I do want to say that one of the reasons also that I think I won was because I used the new design of HD. Okay. And I'm not kidding. I'm actually not kidding, because I did switch this season specifically, and it is because of the spy. It is superior. You know what I mean? I mean, you can, you can have two browsers and you can pop them next to each other or whatever, but like, when you click spy and you see your mercenaries right next to theirs, it's easy. I don't know.
Yeah, extra vision. Good.
Yeah. I mean, and I think everyone is like pretty slow to adopt it, unfortunately. And I think you're making a mistake. I think you're making a mistake, honestly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my muscle memory is so just ingrained. Like, I can probably play 80% of HD blindfolded, because my mouse just knows how far to move on my specific computer, where to go when equipping armor. Like, there was one day I was recording attacks and I equipped armor so fast I like scared myself. But I understand, like, the beta is really nice. It gives you all sorts of information, like, for example, how much an alliance is worth when you fight them in an alliance battle. So yeah, that's definitely something you cannot get in the classic game.
You know what, that reminds me, and maybe I'm going a little I meant to say this earlier, but like, my, when I was talking about the Knights of the Round, they were so invested in me, they started attacking higher alliances for my mercenaries specifically, so that I would get more experience. Even though
your team is amazing.
Yeah, no, they're amazing. It wasn't my idea. I never thought of it. It was Azrael's idea. He was like, "Look, I started I'm hitting this higher alliance. Half of like Chinese mercenaries were dying. Half the team's mercenaries were dying." And he was like, "Is everyone okay with this? I'm like doing this for Foreshard to help him win." And everyone's like, "Yeah, of course. Yeah, no problem. It's all for, you know." We're happy to, and it was great. I mean, it was awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate that. So
that is awesome. You know?
And I'll pay that back.
How do I get into your alliance?
Honestly, you just transfer chicken to Mr. Caterpillar. Come on over.
Bring Lance some cookies and you're good.
I don't think I've ever been in Knights of the Round. I've been in Illuminati. I was one of the original players in Illuminati, but that never had that. Yeah, those blue stars next to my name, like, never had that.
I sent Lancelot a picture of a pizza taco. He's like, "Welcome to Knights of the Round, buddy."
So funny.
Yeah, love that guy.
Yeah, I think last time we were talking about alliances having different brands, and like, I like the fact that so many alliances have different personalities. Like, Illuminati feels like the old vet. Old vet team, when you have just so many players with histories, they probably have like over a century of HD. Like, if you add their
easily,
yeah, it's crazy like how experienced they are. How would you describe like the brand of your alliance? I think we all got you know, the feeling already, but like in your words, like how would you describe that brand?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a big family, you know. It feels like the family brand, you know, like the Disney Channel. I don't know, man. It's kind of like everyone's like so. It's like the Disney brand, dude. Fun. Like everybody's just so like nice and supportive. You know, everyone's outgoing and just like it's fun. It's a good time.
Do you sing songs together?
We don't sing songs, but like you know, we just like. We talk about other things that not just HD, even though, like, of course,
okay, you
know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of HD, of course, but, you know, we still just, like, chat in there and kind of, like, you know, hey, how's your day going? Blah, blah, blah. You know, me and Shani both found out we both love Shrinking and Ted Lasso on Apple TV.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's awesome. And here's a really weird one. What do you think our brand is?
You're kind of like the Death Star. Like,
that's good.
Yeah, like you specifically are Darth Vader, and everyone else is just kind of like, yeah, you're just kind of like, you're very skilled. You're like the Sith, dude. You're like, you're skilled, and you're like, I don't want to say evil. Everyone's nice. Everyone in the community is nice, okay?
No, I was the bad guy last season, though, right?
Yes, you were the bad guy. At least in my story, you were the villain. You know, and I think, and they, that's I, funny. You know, I joined, and I don't know, like, all the lore or whatever, but, like, I know, like, Achilles had left for your alliance, right?
I'm, like, personal friends with him, so.
Yeah, which, whatever, But it was kind of like a running joke, you know, in that. That he was a traitor, and then we were like out for the chickens, and you know we'd like post like, you know we're like cooking up chicken tonight every time like.
Well, me too.
We're
so
eating fried chicken when somebody attacked a lot to us, that kind of stuff. So you know, just like a fun rivalry.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I never felt any sort of tension or weirdness. Maybe alliance battles need to be more brutal.
Yeah, sure.
Like for it to have like actual stake. Like if a guy dies too much in an AB, maybe he's just deleted forever or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing is because we don't really attack each other in the Alliance battle, so it doesn't.
No, really we never. You know,
yeah.
We never do. You know. I think that all depends on how many bi level 27 people you have.
True.
And like, if you have more bi level, like it just like masochists going bi level 27 to like grief their game placement, you get a little power in the AB. I'm surprised, like if people were like open to attacking stronger alliances and sacrificing their mercs, I'm surprised they didn't just go bi level 27 to like help you win.
Sure. Well, I mean, it was like, it was just towards the end. It was too late.
Oh, towards the end. Okay.
Yeah, it was just like, I think it was like the last week when it was kind of, you know, clear. Everyone's already settled, but.
Yeah, that's got Dragon Ball vibes, dude. That's like, take my energy.
Yes, you know? Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah,
I had the spirit bomb, like.
Yeah, and you just bombed us all.
I absolutely did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, this you know, HD, like when you look at it from playing, you just see numbers go up and then people like coming up and down. But there's a lot of feelings and a lot of thought that goes into how these numbers fluctuate. And it was really cool to, you know, talk to the guy that had the biggest number at the end of the season. Like, obviously, a lot of very deliberate thought went into playing the way that you did, and you had a fantastic support structure. You know, you have family members that you have no idea what they look like. It's to me, that's HD. You know, yep. You have every aspect of a healthy competitive environment where you feel pressure to perform well, but it's not that toxic.
No, yeah, it's not toxic at all.
Like, yeah, like if you just don't read anything that's in capital letters in the Discord, like the game is like a fairy tale of like goodness. And
speaking yeah, of, to I me... do appreciate Mr. Caps Lock naming his first mercenary after me. I feel like I've truly made it.
You know, it was really weird because it was like I saw 3 shard,
yeah.
And it's like right in between 2 shard and 4 shard.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yes,
so I'm gonna tell him like once this episode comes out, I'm gonna be like, yo, like 3 shard. Oh, that's crazy.
Good.
Yeah.
Also, I do want to shout out like Crush of Demons.
Yeah.
We didn't really talk about him, but He was like a big rival for me towards the end. Like he was he was a machine, dude. He was very steady and he played a weird strategy, man.
Yeah, it was Zeratul from the previous season, but he like with Zeratul did the exact same thing, but it was harder because it cost one more point to do what he did.
Oh, okay.
Had two archers. Yeah, and what is like the last season I played, I was like, dude, I don't want to ever play with one executioner ever again. Like it felt like I was walking on a tightrope. The guy got on the tightrope himself. And then he just walked it to second place. I was like, cool.
It was nuts. For a little bit, I was like really afraid of that archer.
I just
looking at it, I had never experienced it before. You know, something that just was had that high accuracy, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I feel like I'm just gonna get critted to death. Never happened though. Thankfully, he would crit me like two or three times a battle, but like not that much damage. So
there's trade-offs too.
But he played a really great season, and he was just very steady, like just getting his points every time. People were faltering around him, and he just like kept climbing, and he kind of made me a little bit nervous at the end there. Like even though I had like a pretty good lead, I started to stumble a bit right at the end. Like the wheels of my my bus were like kind of falling off. But I feel like that is kind of the way to play HD. You just got to cross the finish line. It doesn't matter like what state you're in. You just get there.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah. But yeah, he made it. It was a very, very stressful last like couple days for me. Very stressful last day, especially because I lost an attack the last day. But I did plan on losing an attack. I actually had like, an emergency like. Plan in case I did like my initial attack
net, yeah.
A safety net. My initial attack list didn't include like two Dark and Crush of Demons. I had planned to get the exact amount of points that he like. I calculated like his absolute max points if he hit the top 17 or whatever it was, like the max max points, which he couldn't possibly do anyway because no one could kill Bagel. But I still calculated that. And I made sure that like I was like I just need to get that many points, and then I lost, and I was like, but if I lose a Marduk, or not Marduk, if I lose a battle and I get critted, I was like, well, maybe I do lose a Marduk, but I would just hit Crush of Demons and Two Dark, get an extra like 100 points or whatever, and be okay still. And that's exactly what happened. I lost a Marduk. Nice job, Marduk. Your setup was crazy. I had been farming him every day, and then he just got me, and then killed right after that. I just immediately, like without hesitation, I just like right after the other two Dark Crush of Demons. I think I killed Crush of Demons in 50 lines. I like credited him for 1200 damage and it was over. And I was like, what a way to end. I was like, he's a great player. It was a great season.
Yeah, I think when you get to that stage of like rank, everyone's a pretty great player.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like,
yeah, these guys have been playing for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time. They've seen a lot of HD.
Yeah.
All right. So we are coming up to the end of our hour. It's getting later at night. Don't want to keep you forever. I feel like I could just chat with you forever.
I know. I wanted to make sure I got that in there about Crush of Demons. I had to double check and see if I like forgot anything. That was one of the biggest things. I would say besides that, I also made a huge blunder against Donut when I was like really tilted. Another tip, don't attack when you're tilted. Okay,
yes.
When you're on tilt, just walk away.
Text-based game, you can stop.
You can just stop. Just walk away, okay? Azrael told me to do that. I didn't listen. I gotta listen to that guy more. He's smart. He's a smart guy.
Yeah. I do. I'm just scared when he starts listening to himself.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he just beat us all, right?
Honestly, dude. Yeah. He's great.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really good. Yeah. Cool. So, do you have anyone have any final comments? Anything else to tell the viewers before we conclude?
And just one quick real time follow up. Called Crush of Demon as second place, but Frost actually passed him that last day and finished second overall.
Oh, he did? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Frost. My bad. Right, the editor. Just edit me out. I'm an idiot.
And then a quick comment on KOTR, because Lance just came back last season. I don't know. Was he with Donut and Illuminati before that?
No.
But no?
So.
I don't know where he was before that, but he just came back like two seasons ago. But even when he wasn't there, like Knights of the Round was still like his alliance, and it was still like his values that made it such like a cool, friendly place to be. And all of that stems from Lancelot at the top, just because he's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Couldn't agree more. Love that guy.
Yeah. He got donutted into attacking Straker.
Yeah.
And then he died to Straker in front of like 10 people in a video call. And he was just like, I guess it happens. He was like super, super positive about it.
Yeah.
He's such a nice dude.
Yeah, he is.
Awesome. All right, anything else before we wrap up?
No, I just want to say good luck to everyone this season. I'm coming for the top again. I lost an attack today, but it's all right. I'm going to bounce back, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck, everyone.
And even though, like, you know, you're a quieter player, and you're not a household HD name, but I think anybody who watches this and hears your thought process and how you did it, no one is going to think that this was just a fluke that you magicked your way.
No, not at all.
Like, it's very obvious that you had a plan and are good at what you're doing here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I did put a lot of effort and time into this, so it meant a lot to me, honestly. And it's fun to talk to people about it. So,
yeah,
I think I joked with Shiny a couple days before the season. I was like, if I could tell like my 16-year-old self that I was gonna win HD, he'd be freaking out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then he'd be like, "It took you 20 years, bro." So.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, you beat the game. But the game is infinite, so we just have to beat it again, right?
That's right.
All right.
Cool.
Peace out, everyone.
All right. Later.
Yeah.